of Shabbos
put on their hot plates whatever food they did with raw salmon.
With?
Raw salmon as well. Now the plan was, plan A was that by the time the husband goes to shul and comes back after an hour and a half, 2 hours, that raw salmon will be nicely cooked. Yeah, that's what he did. They put it on the hot plate, and that's what happened. They put it on before Shabbos came in. No problem. I said half an hour before Shabbos. I went half an hour before Shabbos. What? What's the problem?
Wait a minute. Let's get the whole story.
There's the whole story. It's a good story. Listen to the story.
What is before 9:25?
Before 9:25, Moshe. Before 9:25. They put it on before Shabbos came in. They put this thing on. Well, I was asked, went to shul. And he comes back from shul. The wife says, I tell you, it's a bit of a problem. Well, I don't understand what happened, but for some reason, the plug was not plugged in. So I got a goy, Bein HaShmoshes. She's a clever woman's one. She says, Bein HaShmoshes. And I got a non-Jew to push the plug in, put the switch down, and everything's fine. So don't worry, you'll have a nice meal tonight. Oh, I'm not so sure. What was his problem, husband? What was his problem? What was the cook yet? Oh, so there's two things. First of all, the fish. Oh, first of all, the fish has not been cooked. So the mice, when it was on, being problematic. Otherwise, it's probably shut that goy is actually gone to cook it. So as far as I remember, the person who had the shayla, I think it's him who told me the shayla. He said he went to, what? He told me that he went to ask a particular rog shayla, looked at the rog's door. He said, I've got a shayla to ask you. Can I ask you a shayla? He said, I'm sorry. I've just made kiddush. I've had wine. I can't pass it. That was a kiddush to me in itself, actually. Anyway, so the rog said, look, let me hear the story anyway. I'm happy to hear the story. So he told him the whole story. So apparently he says, Ross, I'm pleased I had the wine. I'm not sure what would have answered you. Now, the question is there a problem over here?
Yes, there's a problem.
The Moshe thinks it's a problem. Why is there a problem, Moshe? Because it's raw fish. Yes. Now, this is really a bit of what we were talking about last time, actually. If you could eat fish raw, then there's no problem with such here, and there's no problem with shlachim. Because Bishul Akum is only in a case of when you can't eat the food raw. If a non-Jew decides to cook some carrots for me, what
happens? You can't eat the raw, or the oil eats, or you eat the raw.
No, if it can be eaten raw. Moshe, I don't know what, for example, nowadays we're starting with carrots. A lot of people cook carrots, yeah? But carrots is definitely something that can be eaten raw. If a goy was to cook carrots nowadays, there's no problem. There's no Bishul Akum on a goy cooking carrots. That's number one. Number two, or order mushrooms nowadays, Mistoma, a lot of people eat mushrooms raw, so the mice said, Mistoma, there's no Issa or Bishul Akum on mushrooms. That's what's right over here. What? What? Yeah, about if you can eat it raw, there's no Bishul Akum, yeah? No Bishul Akum. Kids, this raw, I went back to this particular raw, and I said to him, what would you say about the fact that you can eat raw fish? And he said, he would not hear of it, actually. He said, the Gemara says, people eat raw fish on La by Isha. They're not called people. It's not a machel for people. And therefore, he would not hear of it. He said, it's not a het. Which often is a problem. We have a problem. We're on Bishul Akum. I've got a problem with Shia. I asked another one. I'm not mentioning names here because someone got excited when I told someone this in the talk show. I asked this very, very good, but he got excited when I told him this thing. So I'm not mentioning any names. I went back to another one and asked him, Shia. Interestingly enough, I said to him that the mice, you can eat it raw. He didn't want this, he didn't like this terrorism. He did not like this that you can eat it raw. But he said it's mutter.
Why?
So I said, what's the hatter? He goes, it's chap actually. He said, it's mutter. I said, why is it mutter? He said, the Gemara says, if a goy lights a field of corn, for example, he takes a match and he lights the field and the corn goes up in flames. And inside the corn is locusts. Aye, sir, you've lost your field, it's true, but the locusts will be nicely cooked. Are you allowed to eat those locusts? So Gemara, you're allowed to eat it. It's not Bishul Akum. Why is it not Bishul Akum, says Gemara? Bishul Akum, says Gemara, is when a goy intends to cook for you. If a goy intends to cook for you, it's a Bishul Akum. Here, the goy had no intention of cooking for you. You want to light a fire in your back garden and make all the corn go on fire. So this Rav said to me, you're over here, when the goy put the hot plate on, he never had in mind to what do you call it? To he never had in mind to cook for you, and therefore there's no problem with shlachim. Now, what I want to bring out with this story is that this thing we're talking about sushi. I had another shiur on Thursday from this person who makes sushi, because you got me all nervous when I gave the shiur last week, and you're all telling me that the salmon. First of all, Chaim asked me kasher. Chaim said to me, "We're so good kasher." Chaim asked. Chaim said, "It's all very nice, and you can eat sushi raw." But he said, "Maisa, we can't make it like that." You said to me, "Yeah." We don't eat sushi. You said to me, "You don't eat it. We can't do it. It's your profession." So I went to him. My name is Hashkocha Protest, actually. So I went to this guy in wherever it was, the shop, and I asked him to give me another shear. He's very happy to give me a shear. He gave me a whole shear game. He said, "It's mamish raw." He said to me. He showed me around. He actually gave me a little guide to talk inside the little section there. He said, "I'm just preparing it now. It's mamish raw. The salmon. It's not even been marinated. There's nothing to it. It's just been sliced very, very thinly, and you eat it as it is." He said to me. That's what he said to me. I said, "Has it been treated at all with any liquid?" He said, "No, it's not been treated with any liquid at all." As I'm talking to him, so I said to him, "Tell me something." "What?" I said to him, "Can I ask you a question? I want you to answer me. Could I do this myself?" So he looked at me, wasn't very happy with the question, I told him, because I said, "I don't want to take his business away from him." Right? But he said to me, "The truth is, you probably could." As I was talking to him, a woman was there, she was listening. He said, "I hope you don't mind butting in," she says to me. "I'll tell you that." She says, "I hope you don't mind butting in." He said, "I must tell you, my daughter comes home from school, and we make ourselves a sushi. We make ourselves, we slice it away from
raw salmon on its own."
Raw salmon.
That's the question.
Yes. Raw salmon on its own.
On its own.
Again, I keep explaining. You have to go into the shop. He shot. I asked this question.
No, I
can't even go in here.
This is the question. If you take a piece of that raw salmon, you put rice around it, nothing around it, salt, that's fine. If you take raw salmon and eat it on its own.
You will not go. The guy himself will not go eat salmon.
But you do. That's what I'm telling you. Go into the shop. I asked this question. I'm going to tell you.
Sushi with the rice.
Where is it?
I should have brought a picture of the platter.
The platter is.
Let me explain to you. Platter is. There's one section on the left hand side is just salmon by itself. There's no rice, there's no seaweed. He went to show away. He said, I said, "Can you make it yourself?" He takes me to the shop. He says, "Come over here. Here's the seaweed. Here's the rice. You can make all yourself." I said, "I want to know, can you eat it raw? Mummish as it is by itself." He says, "Come over here." I don't know if anyone's watching me. I look very funny in the shop going backwards and forwards to the seaweed section, to the other section. Anyway, he takes me to the section where they make it. He says, "This is raw." He showed me the platter. That is by itself. The salmon is cut right. By itself in its independent right.
Correct. But
it's true. What?
He
told me it's not marinated at all.
Why don't you
dip it in
rice?
Why
didn't they
wash it? This platter comes with a raw piece of tuna, whatever it is, with a little tub there with sauce. You dip the two together.
You don't
and
have to.
It.
But you don't have to. And I'm not even sure if you can't. And, my friend, I don't even know if you can't make the sauce yourself on Chubbs. I'll have to ask. I'm scared to go in there again, but the master, I'll have to ask him. I think you can have it by itself. He said to me, "You could eat it by itself." I asked him, I don't know how many times I asked him the same question. He said,
"You
could what?" Now, this is back to our question over here. Now, I must tell you, many 2 years ago, so Hashem, I was in Etzisrael. I took my son for a bit of present Etzisrael. I was in Meir Yeshiva. I know exactly where I was. I was there, it was noshing there, and I picked up the sefer, which I pulled out. If I go back there, I know exactly where it is. I pulled it out, I opened up the kuntres there. Is soup raw fish moksha nowadays? Now, he is very busy saying that even though he's muskim, that people eat fish raw, and it's all done. But his taina was that not enough people are doing this to make it hoshav enough. Now this, I can't tell you, this is an interesting point. As they say now, he says to me that a lot of people are having that, which I think, if you speak to the caterers, a lot of caterers will tell you it's a very popular food now.
Every simple kid, the caterers, they give
supplies. It's become more popular. So I'll just tell you, since then, I don't know. So I can't tell you a straightforward aloch it's mutter, because I'm telling you, the two rabbis and I spoke to, one would not hear it at all. One, I'll tell you, Labba Inish. The person who eats the raw fish, he's not called a bite, he's not called a person, and therefore he would not hear it. The other rabbi I spoke to, he was already a bit more noiter to what I was saying, he already heard, but he came on with his head on, there's no bishlakum, because he'd had like a wana, but he wouldn't tell me clearly that it's not as a white. I must say, someone came to Köln a few months ago, who was an expert in Bishlakum. He wrote a sefer Bishlakum, and I asked him this kasha. I said to him, what would you say? He said to me, he thinks it's okay. He said, now there's enough people eating raw fish that he doesn't think it's Bishlakum. I'm just saying it's not so posh. So the bottom line is, I think everyone has to ask the own rabbi what they say. If the rabbi says he's never had it before, he's bringing a sample.
You're asking you.
What?
Asking you.
I'm saying it's very hard to know. It's a bit about it. And Nachas Yisrael, he wrote a sefer quite a long time ago, Nachas Yisrael, actually. But he already brings this. So, the top of Lamaches, Achidus Dag Sushi, he brings it over here. Yesh Makrevish Oichim Sugim B'Suyom Shel Dogim Chayim. He said people eat this raw fish. He said they cut it very thinly. Some add juice to it and everything. So he's already speaking a bit. That's a long time ago when the sefer was written. He already is noita a little bit. That could be it's not mosa. So it's a very interesting point. I can't tell you a clear hagdora. I can't tell you. I'm saying some rabbonim would not hear of it that you can that it's not mosa. Other rabbonim are already more noita. That the maaser since nowadays a lot of people are having it. And I'm telling you, he said to me he makes a big supply of his fish is mamish raw. I mean, he's got their cooked in rice as well. And coconut and seaweed and rice, I don't know what else. By the way, Rabbi, I'm not sure I'm broccoli make of seaweed.
Every day, King's Road, they're making sushi.
That's what I went to. Yeah, but Shai's handy for buying it.
That's what I went to.
I went to.
Every single day, fresh every single day.
Yeah, but how much? How many people? Yeah, you're right.
Not seeing people buying every day.
Yeah, but the shine is the game. But how many people say 5%? I should be rude. Let's ask them a glass. Anyone in the hands, put their hands up here. Who has sushi?
No, I don't. Better than my
mind. So look,
it's kosher.
It's not very many. It's not very many. You're talking about percentage wise. You're not talking about very many people. And some people, when we look at it, what? I don't know if my friend, you know, raw or not raw. Do you know that? I don't know if you know the difference. Do you know the difference? Because you told me, as far as I remember, you told me 80% of it is not cooked. It's not cooked at all. He said there's some that's wrapped in rice and things, but he said those sort of people are fussy. But as far as I remember, I think 80% is not cooked. That's a high percentage. So, Rabbi, I can't tell you more than that. I just tell you, I can put the facts and figures in front of you. I can see a big sud to say it's not moxa. I can see a very big sud to say that it's not moxa. As he said, the meat. Raw meat, even though we looked, it's called capuchini, I forgot what it's called. Which I asked the person again, he said to me, the mice, people do have it, but it's not so popular here in England yet. He said to me, in France, this person told me, mum is popular.
Where, raw meat?
In France, yeah. I forgot what it's called. Coupacchini or tartar or something. In fact, I was speaking to someone else, an older person, he says to me, remember years ago, they used to have this thing called tartar or something. So it must have been on the menu, taken off, and now come back on again.
Can you have it for faster this time?
What?
Carpaccio.
This Mr. told me that.
Can you have it
now
on Tishabov?
No. Carpaccio. It's a good Tishabov. Even something which is not edible to eat, you can't have a Tishabov. What she wants to know is a good question. Can you eat this fish which is raw or not edible, really? Can you have it on Tishabov? No, I don't think so. At the end of the day, you're getting hung off. It fills you up a bit, so it's not. You can't have it on Tishabov.
Carpaccio.
He told me. He said, there, the mice, it's not so popular here. He said, the people have it here. They make it with good. But it's not so popular. Anyway. That, what? Raw meat in the time of Shulchan Aruch was mutter. It's nowadays it's mutter. Raw meat in the time of Shulchan Aruch was mutter. Shulchan Aruch Paskin's raw meat is mutter. The Shaila is what it's talking about in the Maaser of the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch says raw meat is mutter. The Shaila is that nowadays most of us don't do this, and therefore the Chol is problematic. That's we wouldn't have this. If someone in his house has got raw fish and he eats it, the Chol is zichron on mutter for him. There's no Shaila. The Shaila is in my house. If I in my house have got raw fish. Is it moksa? I don't normally have sushi. But it's possible if someone comes to me and wants to have it, it's a quarter food, I would give it to him. And he says, this guy says to me that you can make it yourself, there's no problem making yourself at home. You don't need any special. I mean, of course, you show me how they make it. It's fascinating how they make all these things. They wrap it up when they do wrap it up. But you might see, you could really make it yourself. Bottom line is you can make it yourself. So that's a shine now, whether that's moksa or not, whether that's called moksa. That's an interesting question. What?
No one needs to think about something.
So I tell you,
you have to go to a shop. Next time you go to a shop, not whole, but you slice it. But you don't eat it a whole salmon. You don't take a chunk of raw salmon.
I mean, I've been interested.
It's a little
very
kosher. Sushi, you don't taste the salmon. It's so minute, you don't taste it.
But that's what I'm telling you. He's telling me some people eat it the salmon by itself. Yeah. Not wrapped in rice and seaweed. I tell you, we should have an outing maybe to Haven as well.
It's irrelevant how much you eat of it.
Is it raw? Can you eat it? He ties me, can eat it. I don't know. I'm just telling you, yes, Lodin, I'm saying the Rabbonim are not so glad to say it. From what I've said, this Rav said he would not hear it when I asked this question. What? He says, Laba Inish, he's managed nothing. The other Rav was a bit noiter, but he says, don't want to be slack up. I say, other Rabbonim are a bit more noity and a bit better. That's a bit of a shame. Okay, Rabbis, let's move on. That's poshut, my friends. That normal food that's raw, and it's not edible, much a raw potato or raw beetroot. No normal person eats that. And therefore, that's poshut, that's moksa. A raw egg is actually an interesting show. What is it about a raw egg, Rabbi Yisrael? When was the last time you had a raw egg?
No, you can't.
I don't understand, Rabbi Yisrael. The poskim seem to say that raw eggs are not moksa. There's two reasons. Either some people swallow raw eggs. First of all, doesn't have raw eggs. Oh, and I saw another interesting spara. Someone told you can mix it with other foods. You can mix a raw egg with other food and you can make something with it. And I said that's why it's not called moksa. Very interesting spara. Therefore, it's not called moksa. Anything, though, I think we spoke about this last one. We spoke about Hoshes Chalas. Very interesting. Lamoshe in Eretz Yisrael. Imagine Friday night in Eretz Yisrael. Let's talk about Eretz Yisrael first of all. Yeah? First of all, Eretz Yisrael is Friday night. You sit by the table, you make kiddush, you sit down, you have your bite of challah, and after the first bite, the wife says, gewalt. What happened? She just remembered she forgot to take challah. What's the dinner, Rabbi Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael? Very good. You remember very well. Very good. That challah is now muksa. Well, you have to spit it out of your mouth, I don't know, that's a what you do with the one in your mouth, I don't know. What? Not rice. Chalinav is not rice. It has to be Roy people living in Eretz Yisrael. Roy Yidin have to be living in Eretz Yisrael to make the rice. It's a good point. It's more chomos, it's rabon, it's mamish moksa. So a person realizes he's got chale in his hand, which is moksa, which is lemaisa, has not had a process chale moshi, so he forgot to separate chale. Yeah. That actually is moksa. I must tell you, someone told me this, by the way, this is a chiddush, someone told me he was in a certain place, and he had this shayla, it was an Eretz Yisrael, and they realized that the chale wasn't taken.
Why wasn't it taken?
I forgot. The woman forgot Moshi. The woman forgot to take it.
Then why did you take it before Shabbat?
She forgot Moshi. She forgot before Shabbat taken. So he went to one Rav. The Rav said,
"Don't you make a problem?" Eh?
Problem. Went to another Rav. Moksa's problem. Went to the third Rav. No problem at all. You can eat it. So he said, "Excuse me. How can I be mutter? Sorry, I don't understand." Yeah. What's the answer, Rabbi Yisrael? If you were listening to that shir, he said, "I'm already thinking it's wrong." Rav said, "In this area, there's a woman who every air of Shabbos separates challah." For anyone who's not taking challah, I know this woman, he said. And therefore, she has in mind for anyone who's not separated challah to take challah.
Does
it work? Shloim amukov, it's not a chachilah, but the yeah, it helps. That makes it not moksha.
How much is a steak?
Oh, that's challah is a mashu. Meikadin is a mashu. We have got a minute to take his eyes, but meikadin is a mashu. So she doesn't take very much. She takes a small amount. In England, there's no problem at all. If someone realizes in England on Friday night, someone's eating the meal on Friday night, and they realize they're not taking challah, what's halacha? So you leave a piece of challah away, you put a piece of challah away, you leave it to the Motzah Shabbos, and a Motzah Shabbos, you separate it from that, a little piece of challah. No problem with Moksha. But anything in extra store is much problematic. If a person has, let's say for example, I don't know what happens, someone comes, is eating at home on Friday night, and they're cutting some tomatoes, and then someone looks at the package, and says it's from extra store. And that could be a problem then. It could be that the chumas and mice could be taken from there. Then it might be a muksa taka. That won't help.
How do you do that?
Where? Where? Yeah. There's no chumas and mice, my friend. Chumas and mice is a case of it. Sandwich is muksa, my mice could be crap. Drop it. Either you do a move with a shinoi, you can't touch it. No case. Okay. You can only move it so good on the koima if four case of an issa. Sandwiches moksa mahmas good, but you can't move it when you're stuck. The mice, you can't move that challah in Eretz Yisrael. In England, there's no problem with your challah because it's not moksa. But anything, if someone realizes, I don't know what happens, someone realizes not taking trumas and maestras, he's bought oranges, not oranges, he's bought tomatoes from Eretz Yisrael and they've not had Rosh's trumas and maestras. So the mice, you've got a problem. That's like teva. And therefore, the chayot becomes muksa. You have a problem. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Very good, Moshe. Very, very good.